From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Down a smidge, but still over 4,000.
You're dead right. This is Global Dairy Trade Auction overnight. Yeah, Mike, are we starting to see a little mini trend here, a slight mini trend? So March, we saw a big leap higher. Oh, gosh, losing my voice again. Big leap higher in March, price index up 15%, and it's been relatively smooth sailing since then, but generally just getting a little bit softer. So it's the fifth auction in a row now that we've had very slightly weaker outcomes. So Global Dairy Trade Price Index at the headline down 1.3%. You're right, average price to deliver $4,000, $4,083. But these declines we're seeing, Mike, they're very small, sort of 1.3%, 0.9%, 0.2%. 0.7, but if you add them up, we're now 6.5% down from that March peak. No, I don't think there's no alarm bells ringing just yet, because historically still very strong levels. Of note, skim milk powder overnight down 1.7%, whole milk powder down 1.8%. That whole milk powder, average price actually on that was under $4,000, and that's the first time we've seen it since the beginning of March. So look, I don't think we should be worried just yet, but there is slightly little mini trend starting.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that. That's why we pay you the big money, mate. Fisher and Paykel, they're back, but at the expense of somebody else.
Yeah, dead right. They got a boost yesterday. This is, and I say benefiting from someone else's misfortune is never ideal, but that's what transpired with healthcare yesterday. So a little bit of context here. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, one of those COVID darlings, of course, of the New Zealand share market. If I look at the last 2 years, up 70% in 2019 and 48.5% in 2020, so very happy shareholders, and recently delivered a record result. But expectations had run pretty hard, and the share price had even got ahead of those expectations, and in March, following that annual result, share price fell 17%. But yesterday, investors got a bit of a boost, share price up almost 6% after news that Royal Philips, usually referred to as Philips, had recalled approximately 3.5 million sleep apnea and ventilator machines over concerns there was a foam used in the devices that could degrade and release potentially harmful cancer-causing particles. Now, the bulk of those machines recalled are sleep apnea machines. What does healthcare make? Sleep apnea machines could be an opportunity for them. Share price up 5.5%. And the thing is, Mike, healthcare is a big part of the NZX 50 index, biggest component. So Fisher & Paykel goes up, index goes up, 134-point gain on the index yesterday. Very nice.
Grant will be thrilled to see that his mechanisms are having such a great effect on the house. Oh, hold on. No, they're not.
No, they're not. We can't not talk about this, can we? So Real Estate Institute of New Zealand yesterday, REINZ, their monthly drop of housing market data. It's very well followed, very well-respected measure of what's happening with house prices. Yeah, so we're looking to see whether or not the housing policy changes are feeding into the market and slowing price rises. So is it turning? No, not yet. Is it cooling? Yeah, not really. What did we see? Year-on-year increases in median house prices, eye-watering. Nationally up 32.3%, New Zealand ex Auckland 28%, Auckland 27%. These are yearly numbers, Mike, so they're yearly numbers. That could all be before the policy changes. So let's look at the month-on-month numbers. National median prices up 1.9%. New Zealand ex Auckland 1.1%. Auckland up 2.5%. 2.5% in 1 month.
Yeah.
So it does not look like the froth has dissipated yet. Now, the interesting thing here, Mike, inventory.
Nothing to buy.
The amount of stock. There's nothing to buy. So perversely, could these policy changes have actually created a short-term supply issue? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. You need to talk to a real estate agent. You need to talk to people out there at the coalface. But that should resolve itself over time. There is supply coming next year. But right now, you got no stock. The demand is still there. What's going to happen to the price?
Correct. What are the numbers?
Dow Jones, 34,319, down 75, about 0.2%. The S&P 500, 4,252, down 3. The NASDAQ, 14,074, down 100 points. The FTSE 100, 7,172, gained 0.36%. The Nikkei, 29,441, gained 279 points. Shanghai Composite, 3,556, down about 1%. The ASX 200, 7,379, up 0.92%. And the NZX 50, as I said, up 134 points, 1.07%, closing at 12,696. Kiwi dollar, a little bit weaker against the US on the wholesale markets, 0.7119 US. 0.9263 Aussie, 0.5871 Euro, 0.5056 pounds, 78.36 yen, gold $1,856.54. And sorry to do this to you, Mr. Hoskin.
Here we go.
Brent crude, $73.84.
I'm going to have to buy myself an EV.
You need an EV. You need an EV with a speaker with some piped music of machine noise.
See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.